Hey everyone, how you all doing? You doing good? How's the sugars? Are you staying sweet? So this is the sugar slang ramble. I did the spice one the other day and I ran into difficulties, lads, I have to admit. You know, I read down through the comments a few times and I was like, this won't be too bad. But as I was doing it, I was like, oh. So I went to bed at night, you know, and I had my eyes open and I was looking at umlauts on the ceiling. And then I closed my eyes and there was umlauts when I closed my eyes. And then when I fell asleep, there was umlauts in my nightmares. But I tried my best and I tried my best there as well. I know I'm going to get caught. So forgive me if I mispronounce your name or if I mispronounce your language. It's just, you know, it's difficult. So the first one is by Bree McGarren, and I was going to say Bree McGarren there, you know, because that's a typical Irish thing to say. And she says, come hell or high water. And it means like to get something done no matter what. So it's like, I'm going to get this project done, come hell or high water. I knew that one. It's cool. So Kristen C says, the devil's strip or devil strip, and that's the grass between the sidewalk and the street. Uniquely call that in Arcon, Ohio. Whoa. So Stephanie says bubbler, and again that's a drinking fountain that came up in the spice one a couple of times as well. I think I'm going to start calling water fountains bubblers. You know, people are looking at me going, what the hell is he talking about? I have to go there off to the bubbler there for a sip of water, like, do you know what I mean? So Kristen Kane says bean, and it's from upstate New York, and it's kind of used here as well, you know, like old bean, you know, you're such a cute bean and all that. But I didn't know this. It's like You can it can be used as a verb, you know, or you've been beaned on. It's like you've been fooled, which is very funny. You mean he beaned ya? There's another one I could use. LL Love Pop says twerp. And yeah, that one is like, you know, come in here, you little twerp. You know, like if you were speaking to a child, that can be kind of an insult and it can be kind of endearing as well. But you know, here, what you get, like your grandparents and stuff, especially towards little girls, would be called girl's witch. You little witch. And it's a very cute thing to call a little girl here, you know. Like, witchy poo, they'll say that, you know. And, you know, if you call someone a witch in other countries, it's like an insult. Wow, but here it's like a term of endearment, which is interesting. Hey, witchy poo. And Emma says, hacky. And oh, Emma's from Newcastle, and that's Newcastle, they're just brilliant over there. Their slang is amazing and they have a fair sense of humour, and it's a brilliant place to visit if you're going to visit England. Newcastle is class. But hacky means dirty, which is, it's brilliant. They are actually, their slang is very rich as well. So thanks, Emma. And Windigale says Finta, and that's from southern Missouri, mostly the boot heel of Ozark. And it means I'm going to get ready to perform a task that I'm referring to. So, Finta. Abigail says, Muf, a moo. Am I right? It's M-E-U-F is Muf. And it's French slang for chick. So, it's like when you, like you've, so femme is woman. And it turns into me-f-e. So, mefe, mef, I suppose. And then that turns into muf. And we have slang like that as well. Yeah, like Abigail says, this one originated in the 70s. And it kept growing from there, the vocabulary. But we have that kind of thing as well. You know the video I put up on YouTube the other day? That said, that was about the slang in Ireland, the two lads reading it. And they got some words, and one of the words they got was fiend. And you'll see Shawnee using that an awful lot, fiend and bure. Now, fiend, they said, is a handsome boy, but it's not. A fiend is just a boy, and a bure is just a girl. So I think that fiend came from, my guess is like Fenian, and the Fenians were like an Irish kind of warrior tribe, and it would be like Fenian, come here, you know, and which turned into a bit of an insult as well. But I think like that, I think fiend would have come, it might have come from that, I could be wrong. So we kind of do that an awful lot here. We, even the names of places and stuff as well are kind of like, you know, the words kind of, they kind of split and take on different forms and that as well, just like that. So thanks very much, Abigail. Brie says, she says she was so tempted to put on some Victorian slang. You should have. And we come to racial. And this is from Sunderland, much like Newcastle now as well. You know, the slang is brilliant and the northeast of England. So it's like, get some kits or I'm gone yum. I know I kind of butchered that a bit, but the funny thing is, now I'm looking at that slang and I'm like, yeah, I can get that, you know what I mean? I get what it, like, if If I was speaking to someone from Newcastle, I'd understand that, you know. And it means, give me some sweet or I'm going home. So it's get some cats or I'm gone home. Gone yam. Gone yam. So Mangan Sister says, whipping shitties. And that's when you're, I think it's like when you're learning how to drive and you go into a parking lot and there's no obstacles there. And you can, you know, well, you can, she said you can have zombies there so you can avoid them. And you're kind of driving around, you know, and you whip up the handbrake. And she says the emergency brake, we call that a handbrake. And you spin the car in circles. They're commonly called burnouts here. Like if you come to Ireland and if you're travelling on the motorways, like when you come off the motorways and you're, say if you're travelling out from like Cork to Kerry, around that area, really, you see a lot of burnouts, they're called, you know. So the cars will like stop in the middle of the road at like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And they'll just spin the cars around and round in circles. And you'll see the skid marks all over the road. It's a very common thing with the boy racers here, as they're called. The thing is, like I've said to people, and I said this a good few times in rambles, that when you come to Ireland and you go on the roads, lads, just be careful, be very careful, because they're deadly. Like, you don't know what you're going to meet, you know. And especially if you're travelling late at night, just be very careful at night time, because there's some crazies on the road. So if you are doing that, if you're whipping the handbrakes, Mangan Sister says that you can actually sit in the back of a car if someone is shitty whipping. From the back, so that's called riding bitch. But that's not that cute. So Celeste says, bring a plate. And that's when you go to an Australian barbie. When you go to the barbie. So if you're going to a barbie, and if someone from Australia says, hey mate, bring a plate. And you turn up with a plate. Make sure that you have food on the plate that they can cook. Don't just turn up with the plate that's empty. Like, you know what I mean? Turn up with your plate and your beers. Not a bunch of bears now that, you know, that are your friends and they hang around with you and honey bears or something. Not them. Just like turn up with your plate of food, because you'll be eating nothing. You'll be just sitting there like going, oh, I'm so hungry, and everyone's eating delicious food. So yeah, bring a plate to the barbie. Kira says, how do? It's like how do. How do? And that's from Netherlands, and it's really cute. It means bye or keep good. Now keep good, like see you later. So it's how do. I'll have to use that one. Smilarka says Mickey, and that's Canadian, and it's a bottle of, like a small bottle of spirits. And in that video that I was talking about earlier, and the lads translating Irish slang, there was someone actually sent in about naggins, and that's what the Mickey is called here, is naggins. Well, a Mickey is really man's willy. But like, a Mickey in that sense is a naggin, so people would carry the naggins in their pockets just like that, and they bring them into nightclubs, and you know, they'll, you know, you see a lot of the girls would have them in their handbags, and the bouncers aren't looking nice, be a bouncer, like, and I'd see them doing it, like, you know, they just open their bags and they'd pour the Mickey into the drink, and just drink away, then, like, where is to say nothing, like, it's like, whatever. So Vanessa Francesca says, oh, I'm caught here now, because this is Italian. It means Mariana fa je amor si je fil je fornia. Oh, I butchered that. And it's from Italy, and it means the son of a baker is Mariana's boyfriend. And it refers to southern Italian girls as being very faithful. So when they find a boyfriend, not they only have eyes for the boyfriend, they're kind of locked on. It's kind of very passionate, I think, as well, you know. And it's really cute. Yeah, look, she says that's very passionate, and it's... you know, there tend to be really, really fit for women, which is really nice. It's really nice. Thank you for that. Valentina. Oh, here we go. Noir des is Leon. Leon. I said that really bad. That's Australian. That's Austrian street slang. And it says, no, that's cool. So, Poppy Norman says, you're a slug on the lettuce of life. That means you're very, very lazy. You are nothing but a slug and the lettuce of life. So Jean says, oh, this is a brilliant one. It's 250. And I mean, in China, it means when someone is stupid. So you look at someone and say, she's a real 250. Or he's a real 250. And I'd love to know what that is. It's just very interesting, like how 250 can mean that. That's a very unusual one. So Mama Rose says, Trelon. And in Cleveland, Ohio, is the strip of grass between the road and the sidewalk, area affectionately referred to as our tree lawn. And Cher says, Bubbler, the water fountain again from Rhode Island, USA. So Holly says, is your simp feeding your street meat? And your simp is like the guy that's with you that's very similar to your boyfriend. He does everything your boyfriend does, but he's not your boyfriend. And when you come over to the nightclub late at night, he'll get you a hot dog or something like that. You know, when you're kind of staggering around and he's holding you up. And it's like, is your simp feeding your street meat? And Jen says, tick a rat. And that's from Southern US. From the suburbs of Atlanta, GA. And it's pronounced in a Southern accent and it means turn in the direction opposite left. I've never heard that one. It's cool. Tick a rat. And Kelly says, up. Let me squeeze right past you. No, you're good. So up, and it came up a few times. Like, it's like, so if you're in a long waiting, you know, waiting in line in the shopping centre or wherever, and there's someone there and they're trying to edge past and you're trying to attack, and you kind of like, and you go up, and it's kind of like, sorry, but I'm not sorry, you were rude, kind of up, get out of the way, like, you know what I mean? And then it's like, yeah, it's okay, no, you're fine, no big deal. It's like here we sat as well, oh, you're grand. You know, if someone does something really bad, do you hear Irish people saying, oh, you're grand? Or if someone, the funny thing about Ireland, when you meet them, like, and you, when you meet the people, like, and you could meet someone that's really sick, like, you know, and it's like, dude, you are falling apart right in front of me, your eyes are hanging out of your head, you're goosed, like, you look so sick, and you, they are literally about to die in front of you, and they're like, ah, grand, I'd be all right. Nothing is ever like, you know, it's like, ah, it'd be grand, it'd be all right. So Lolly Power says loony or toony. And it's Canadian for loony means a $1 Canadian coin, and toony means a $2 Canadian coin. I never knew that one either. Arabella says dead ass. And it's from America. And she considered an internet meme. And it's like, you know, if something is brilliant, like, say, like, you know, Brazil are the best football team in the world, you know, dead ass. So Vale says 2-4, and it's Canadian, and it's a case of beer contained 24 cans of or bottles. So you're going to go and you're going to get a 2-4. So Alastrina, so here we go. Je bent en tof gozer en ik wens je mazel en brog. How much did I butcher that one? And it means you're a cool guy and I wish you all the luck. And it's Dutch slang and it's derived from Yiddish. And it's still used in Amsterdam a lot. It's interesting that I was in an Irish bar about a year ago. And it was a trad bar, trad session. And there was a lot of Irish people. You know, they'd come in and they'd swap the instruments and stuff like that. So you'd have people just coming in and out and they're playing away. Like, and then there was a lady there and she was dressed in a kind of like, it was like, oh, I knew right away, like it was like old Austrian or German garb for all the world. I can't really explain it, but you know, it was like a white gown. And she got up and she sang a Yiddish song and it was just like, she just stopped the whole place. Like, it was beautiful and it was sung at such a high, beautiful pitch. It was haunting, like, and she's just like, because everyone, like when you get to the rural part of Ireland, you see a lot of people are very talented musicians and they're just unbelievably talented, like, and when she stood up, she just got their respect, like, they were just like in awe of her, and she sung like two or three. It was amazing to hear. It was like, I'd say it was passed down through a few generations, you know, the songs were, but it was class. So Kelsey says goat is the greatest of all time. So Rebe says share, and it's pronounced as share or sha in Louisiana, and it's when you meet someone, it's a term of endearment. It's like love or dare. That's really sweet. It is like, and M says, oh, M is out to catch me here. Finns de hard to jump, Finns de started her mouth. I don't know, and it's silly slang that her grandma used to say all the time. And it's like, if there's room in the heart, there's room for the butt, and it basically means that if you've room for someone in your heart, then you will always have room for that person in your home. And Julia says, "Vi depat ish salbita." I know the last word. It is that word. It's like, what kind of crap is that? I thought "bitter" was please in German. Am I right or wrong? Well, it's Austrian dialect, so yeah. What kind of crap is that? And Jenny says, oh God, she's apologising, you see. She's being preemptive here. Like, it's like, I'm so sorry for this. Is that Justa pa? Justa pa Clementa Gentana. And it's Finnish. And it really means, I'm finished after this, aren't I? I'm finished after trying to pronounce that. It basically translates to running used one's head as a third leg. So it's like, well, yeah, it means like you're in a hurry. So like, yeah, I get it. That's a good one. Heidi says, okay, this is going to be a hard one, but I know you can do it. Oh, no way can I do it. And I'm getting caught with all these one after the other. So no Kamala. So no Kamala. Rakistan Sua Kala Sa Ni Sen. I don't know. And it's a way of saying I love you in Heidi's region. And it's straight translation is, of course I love you, you know that. And Chili Bean says charot, and it's very stylish spelling variation, charo. I think it's like that, like charot. Yeah, and char is a slang word that gay people popularized in the Philippines, and it's used in the end of a sentence to mean just kidding, one of my favorite words. So it's ang granda mo chara. You're so pretty, joke. So Bridget says, you don't want a 14 if you're in the hills, and that's a skiing one. So a 14er is one of Colorado's 50-ish 14,000 plus tall mountains. That's a huge, hitting the hills. So it's a skiing phrase. Pandora says wikipissa, bang a yui the packy. Yeah, so that's from Boston. And wikipissa is when something is great, you know. We say here as well as we say mental or wicked. It's wicked, you know. And they use it in England as wicked is used a lot. And bang a yui we say, yeah, like pull a yui. So it means like turn the car around and pull a yui. You make it to the packy is the store that sells alcohol. So Brittany S is buggy and it's southern USA. It's a word for a shopping cart, like a trolley. Alice M says someone from Toronto might say, I got paged yesterday. And paged means confronted or yelled at. That's very interesting, that the way that word switched, because as Alice says, in the 80s it'd be kind of like, you know, someone paged me. You see those in the old lady movies, like a pager going off, you know. But now if we got paged, you're being yelled at. He paged me. So Sydney says Bama, and this is Washington DC, and it's a slang word for a person with no style or no swag. So for someone that's like kind of square, I suppose, like someone that's very uptight and square, it's like Bama. Yeah, this is a good one. So Soy Brillante says fiddle fart, and it's like when someone is like, you know, just kind of doing nothing, kind of just messing around with something, or not doing nothing particularly productive, but they're doing some, you know, some kind of action. So it's like you're just fiddle farting away there. Are you like, would you ever come and do something properly, will ya? You're fiddle farting there all day. Like, where's Jim Bob? He's out there farting with the moor. So farting is another one. You're just farting around with that thing. That would kind of be hers then. So Claire M is like water ice, and it's pronounced water ice, and it's Philadelphia, Delaware, and New Jersey, and it's slang for what otherwise is called Italian ice. Rachel C says sloughing class, and that's from Utah, USA, and it means, oh, like skipping work or school or being lazy or slacking off. And here it's like going on the hop, going on the lang. You know, did you go on the lang for that? Playing truant is kind of used as well. Yeah, so on the hop or on the lang. And Jen Herrera says Dale, pronounced Dahel. And it's from Miami, made popular by our own, our very own Pitbull, who adds it into his songs every chance he gets. And it means give it. So she uses an encouragement thing, like, go on, go ahead, do it, you know? So, yeah, that's a cool one. So I have some more from Spice. And this one is from Lois Lane. And it's Uno Grinds That Broke the Mud. I'm mangling it. It's a Hawaiian pigeon. I think, is it pigeon? Yeah. And it's translation was an incredibly delicious food. So Daily G's one is pinch the tail and suck the head. It's from Louisiana and it means how you eat a crawfish. It's no more, I'm not even sure if you know what a crawfish, I do, I know what a crawfish is. I saw the, I think there's some show about it on TV that I saw. I think they kind of, don't they, yeah, they kind of live in like in a kind of boggy area, I think, and I see people fishing. I might be wrong and just thinking that, but people kind of standing and they kind of fish from there, they're down in holes. I could be wrong with that, like holes in the bog. I don't know. I'm sorry if I am. Jasmine XXO says it's a kamaki and it's from Greece and it means a very flirty guy. So if a guy is like really flirty, he's from Greece, you're like, he's a kamaki. Maddie Rin says, well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. And that's used as an expression, like if you were like, oh my good God. Or how we'd say, God loom. God loom. And it is, it's an odd phrase, all right. Delphine says, she has two slang phrases for me. And one is me to de ton cull, and that's a vulgar way of saying mind your own business like. And the other one is ready moi sasan trembler de genou, and it means dare to say that again. And that's like if someone is saying something to you like and you're going say it again, or as we like to say here, twice more now, say it twice more, which is, and again, that's a very Irish humorous thing, because you know when someone is saying something you don't like and you're like, do that one more time, do it one more. But in Ireland, we said, do it twice more. And it usually breaks the ice because someone's like, what the fuck does that mean? Yeah, you know, you're going to do it, yeah? Yeah, do it twice more now and you'll see what'll happen. And it's like, what the fuck? And Sherry LeConnor says, full skirt alert. And that's when it's like a windy day. Do you ever know that? If you're wearing a dress and it's a windy day and you're dressed like, you know that old movie scene in Some Like a Heart with Marilyn Monroe when she stands on... She stands on a fan, above, on a fan or something, some kind of, something that's blowing wind and her dress blows up and she catches it and she puts an iconic movie scene. So it's like that. So someone should have said it to her like, full skirt alert there, Marilyn. Full skirt alert there, girl. You know what I mean? So that's it, lads. That comes to the end of the slang rambles. And I really enjoyed it. And thanks very much for sharing your, you know, your bits of information. You know, I'm very lucky to learn all of this as well, and it's something that really interests me, like to see the way slang changes around the world and, you know, the way words take on different meanings. I mean, some of the slang was very similar to my slang and some of the your own slang, you the kind of same words that meant slightly different things, and the way that slang can, like, it can mean something back like 20 years ago and then just it can actually flip and mean something else now as well. And I'm going to do a bit more slang, a bit more some more audio about my slang, because it's just never ending. Like I could go on, I could make audios forever of it, and I'm well versed as well. So yeah, thanks very much, and thanks very much for everything, for sticking around, right? And mwah, big kiss to you, and I see you soon, right? Bye bye.